Damon Bungard's a hunter and tracker for other hunters who hunt whitetail, shoot, wound, but don't recover. He explains some of the things that frustrate him. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Shots that I hate, and this was the year of them too. It was, I shot high, the high spine shot, where he shot through the backstrap, the high shoulder hit with an archery hit, and then the front low brisket shots. They bleed a ton out of the front brisket, but it doesn't kill them. There's a lot of scent and a lot of blood, so hunters think, oh yeah, you know, it's bad, look at all this blood. And you can tell that as a tracker. You see a lot of the bad at the hit site when you're seeing fat floating in the blood and congealing out of the blood, the white fur. It's like, oh no, you shot him in the brisket. And the typical high back explanation, you know, I shot him, and usually it's a rifle. You know, I shot him and he just hit the deck. He just fell right down. And then he just got up and ran off. And you're like, yep, you spine shocked him. There's some processes of bone that come up the top of the spine. And the bullet, if it hits one of those, it may blow the back up. If it goes in between them, the deer will collapse. And then he'll get his wits back about him in a few minutes. And he just gets up and runs off. And there'll be blood where he hit the deck and laid down. And there'll be blood for a little ways longer. And then he'll never recover that deer. And usually then you get the call a month later of, hey, yep. I got him on camera again. He's alive. Yep. You're told you so. A lot of tracking really is. It's a science to it.
But Damon told me there's also a lot of questions. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.